Look at this junk. Ever since we've been doing rich people stuff, we've been getting rich people mail.
So what is that, a car phone answering machine?
Now that, I think, sounds kind of good.
So what? I can't take your call. I'm in the house.
Do you have any interest in that?
No. No more Marie Osmond dolls until I've totally paid off my Joan Rivers jewelry. Wow. Check out the heft on that paper. It's thicker than the paneling in DJ's room. What you got there? Oh, look at this. Dear future friend, you have been selected to attend a members-only luncheon at the exclusive Lanford Country Club.
We've arrived!
Your presence is greatly anticipated.
Look at this. Look at that. The letters are raised. It's like they punched it out from the back. This is the Lanford elite. What am I going to wear? How am I going to move?
There's nothing to worry about, you know. We've wined and dined with the rich and famous, remember? We were on the Vineyard with the Wentworths there. We hobnobbed with high society over in New York.
Right, you're right. We'll just walk right in there with our heads held just high enough to look down our noses.
Yeah, and what you do, you just keep reaching for the cocktails. You talk about foreign affairs, you know, specifically like the caste system over there in India. And you just gripe how you can't find no good help.
I can do that.
Yeah, you can. It's simple. Forks to the left, politics to the right.
What doesn't kill us is making us stronger. We're gonna last longer than that greatest wall in China. Oh, that rabbit with a drum. If there's one thing that I've learned while waiting for my turn, it's that in each life's of a rainfall, but you also get some sun, and we'll make out better than okay. Hear what I say. Yeah, any day.
Just like the old days, Roseanne, you know, you and me getting all dressed up, ready to go out.
Yeah, you want me to hand you a handful of Kleenex so you can stuff your bra?
Look. Just because you were blessed with enough to feed an army doesn't mean that you have to make fun of the little people. So are you all right that the kids are visiting Dan in that hotel room today?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll interrogate him under the hot lights later.
Sure is peaceful.
Yeah. And with that toilet running, kind of reminds me of Yellowstone. Okay, my left hand looks good, but my right hand looks like I did it with my left hand, which I did.
I am so excited about going to the country club today. And it's not like when we were in high school, you know, we used to stand out front there selling them back their own golf balls.
Yeah, well, that's when we were from the wrong side of the tracks. But now, thanks to the wise investment of $1, we're from the right side.
You are so calm. Aren't you even a little bit excited?
Well, maybe.
My stomach's all nervous.
My stomach's fine. It's my big mouth that frightens me.
I haven't eaten. That's what it is. I'm going to make myself a snack. You want something?
Are you crazy? This is the first time these people are going to see me. I want to look my best. I mean, I'm going to be squeezing my ass into a size 10 pants.
Roseanne, you have to be able to breathe.
You just keep me away from that buffet table, okay? And pray that there is no celery stuffed with peanut butter.
Do you think our crooked mayor's going to be there?
Yeah, I think he's got at least a 10-mile radius on that little ankle bracelet.
And do you think some of our old bosses will be there?
The Wellmans? Wouldn't that be weird? No, I don't think so, because it's Saturday, and Saturdays are Flog the Worker Day.
You know, what if we run into Mrs. Tate? You know, the Lumberlord Tates, or that Barnes guy that has the whole chain of supermarkets?
Yeah, and his gold digger wife. I'm sure she'll be there because it's an open bar.
Roseanne, you know what? Oh, my God. We might...
What?
We might be able to meet the poultry king.
Relax, Jack.
Rocky. He's just like us. He puts his jacket on one wing at a time.
Hello, I'm Billington Fresmond, the membership committee chairman. Welcome to the Lanford Country Club. I'm so glad you could make it today, Mrs. Connor.
Oh, well, thank you, Billington. Let me introduce you to my sister, Jackie.
Hello, it's very nice.
Yeah, that's nice. Let me tell you, if I may, about all of our facilities. In addition to our 18-hole golf course, we have four tennis courts with lights for night playing. We have an indoor Olympic-sized swimming pool and a fully equipped exercise room, or so I'm told. In addition, we have Lanford's finest gourmet restaurant. They cater all of our luncheons.
So what, you get a free case of veal every time you sign up a new member?
Well, my sister's quite the kidder, you know.
Enjoy everything you can in the Wellman room.
Okay. Wellman room. Jeez, after all those years of slaving away in his factory, now we have to eat in a room that has his name. And look, the old man's just going to be looking at us all night.
To this day, I cannot look up at the old Wellman place on the hill without chills running down my spine.
Remember when we were little and we used to say that all the shadows up there were the ghosts of all the children who disappeared?
That is because that is what happened to the Crane twins. They went in that house and they never came out.
Oh, Jackie, come on. They moved to Scottsdale.
Yeah, sure they did.
That's Mrs. Barnes over there. Look, she's totally smashed.
So I made His Royal Highness buy me a mink coat to make up for getting me the wrong stinking Cartier watch. Didn't I?
So I guess she's not going to be donating any blood today.
Excuse me. Excuse me, ladies. Aren't you Jackie Harris?
Jackie Harris, yes. I'm Jackie Harris.
I thought so. You and her are the ones that used to steal the golf balls.
Okay, moving on.
Hello. I am Mrs. Jack Tate.
Jack Tate, as in the Lumberlord Tates.
I am so happy to meet you. I've been following the news of your good fortune. You see, I'm not just Mrs. Lumberlord. I am also chairman of the Committee for Moral Decency. You see, we've been working very hard to stop Ebonics from infecting our schools.
Why? That's the one shot my son has of being bilingual.
Well, hopefully we can count on your support.
I'm sorry, but my charity dollars are already earmarked for bailing out Death Row Records.
Oh, jeez.
Here I go. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Mrs. Barnes has been slamming into me all afternoon anyway. Enjoying the party, are we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we sure are.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, good to see you dressed up for it, huh? Nice T-shirt there.
The Gap?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Sharon Stone. Yeah. Oh, this some shindig. Even the mayor is here.
Oh, my God. There is the mayor. And he's coming over here.
Yeah, why don't you tell him you voted for him? I'm sure he'll love that.
Hello, Edgar. I haven't seen you in quite a while.
Mayor.
Well, I just had to come over here and meet one of Lanford's leading citizens.
Oh, no. Actually, you have met me before, remember? You came to my house selling Amway.
I was just helping out the wife on that one, you know. You know, for a campaign contribution of $10,000 or more, I can arrange it so that you can sit three seats from the podium, just three, at the city council.
Could you say that again, Mayor? This little microphone doesn't pick up everything.
Willie!
You know, that there is a hard-working man. He even studs his own ballot boxes. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this town just doesn't seem the same to me. But then, you know, I've been gone for a while, traveling.
Oh, traveling, mm-hmm. Yes. We've been traveling abroad. We have been to New York City.
We were studying the caste system, you know, over there in India.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they got a terrible, terrible problem over there.
And it's so hard to find good help.
Isn't it, though? Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think of the little clubhouse here?
Well, it's not too shabby. Except for the picture of old man Wellman hanging over there. Look at that. That kind of, you know, inbred ferret face, kind of beady eye, veiny nose, hairy-eared, kind of bag of nickels. Bag of nickels.
I just made that up.
I can't. How could anybody stare at him long enough to paint a picture?
Hey, how'd you like to meet one of his kids?
No, they're not allowed to go out during the day. They can't be in the sun.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Edgar Wellman Jr.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right, ladies. It's pre-shrunk. I'm fine, I swear. Sit down.
I can't believe you're Edgar Wellman Jr.
Yes, ma'am. I hope that doesn't ruin your whole afternoon.
Well, we just, we...
Hey, it's all right. Hey, calm down, you know. Don't worry about it. It's not like I haven't heard this stuff before.
Okay, but I'm Jackie Harris. This is my sister, Roseanne Connor.
Hi. What are you doing here? I thought you'd be like sailing boats over in Europe or racing cars in Monte Carlo or something.
No, that's my brother.
Oh, so you're the one that had his graduation party on the Concorde.
No, that's my sister. Actually, it's my other brother, but he thinks he's my sister.
Oh, God. Well, that must have made your dad's head spin.
No, not really. I was the black sheep in the family. I was the Wellman they never talked about.
You know what? Me and my sister, we used to work at Wellman Plastics Factory. And, I mean, not even a day goes by where I don't hear your dad's motivational speeches that used to blare over the loudspeaker.
Concentration on work makes you a better person.
My favorite, spot and eliminate hazards.
We had the same announcements in the house, only my father called them bedtime stories. Now, he was trying to groom me for corporate life, but I just couldn't do that. I quit. He wasn't the easiest guy to live with.
Well, he wasn't the easiest guy to work for either.
You're the woman my mother used to call Roxanne. Are you the one that kind of stirred up all the trouble at the factory? Over what? Extra stall in the ladies' room, was it?
No.
No?
No, it was actually about having to meet unrealistic quotas.
Oh.
What the hell do you think you're doing? We had a deal.
You sound angry, Roseanne.
You told me if I told the line that you'd drop the quotas. Why are you doing this?
Because I can.
No, you can't.
I did. And when I broke you, I knew you were just like the rest of them. And you'll stay, and you'll do your 8,000, and so will your loser friends, or they're gone.
Well, this ain't the way you motivate people, and you know what? Any manager would know that. And you are a lot of things, but you ain't no manager.
Sweetheart, you just bought yourself a bunch of trouble.
No, sweetheart, you did.
Hey, I'm not done with you. Don't you walk away when I'm talking to you.
Well, I hear you nearly caused a riot.
No, the only noise we made was the sound of our sneakers squeaking on the floor as we left.
You okay, sis?
No, I'm not okay. I mean, I tried to be okay, but he doesn't want me to be okay. He doesn't want any of us to be okay. You know why? Because he's not okay. Okay?
Roseanne, I told you not to walk away from me.
I'm walking away from you, Faber, and I'm walking away from the stinking factory, and I'm walking away from this lousy job.
Well, that was a wonderful performance, Roseanne. May I point out there are two doors to this room, one that pays and one that doesn't.
We're not going to make our quota today, honey bunch.
So I bet you think I'm a real shrew, huh?
No. I think you're quite unique. So did my father. Although he didn't exactly put it that way. No, the walkout was the beginning and the end for the old man. He just didn't have the concept of talking to labor. Actually, I think it's common sense, but he didn't like anything common.
So you just grew up coming to places like this every weekend?
Well, yeah, he'd bring me here to network with all the well-connected kids. I just wanted to come here and swim in the club pool.
You should have come swimming with us. We swam down at the quarry.
Well, my dad would never let me swim there. No, he was afraid I'd catch something. Like poverty.
Why didn't you just have your dad buy the quarry for you?
Actually, he already owned it. So after that, I grew my hair long, got kicked out of this club.
Get out of here. That's how I lost that fry cook job.
Fry cook job? I did that too. But that was right after they cut me off, so I split, started traveling. I did odd jobs, you know, paid my own way, and then I ended up a year in an ashram.
You mean you slept on the floor and chanted all day long?
I was searching for my deepest truth. At least that's what the guru said.
And I bet he was sitting in, what, a $5,000 leather chair when he said that to you.
So you've been staying up there on that big house on the hill up there?
Yeah, you know, if you guys aren't doing anything after this deal, why don't you come on up and check out the mansion? You know, I know you heard all the weird stories.
Oh, come on. Only idiots believe that. We'd love to go up there.
Oh, that's great. All right. Listen, I'll have the valet bring my car around. I'll meet you right in front. 2 minutes. Okay.
Jeez, he is so handsome. Isn't he so handsome? I can't believe it. I mean, it's amazing that a guy his age, like, is in still that kind of a shape. You never see guys like that around land.
We are not going up to that old house on the hill. There's dungeons in there.
There's nothing wrong with that house, and you know it.
Maybe, maybe not.
It's just like stories that kids used to tell when we were little. You know, like how all the kids said that Mom was an evil serpent from the dark netherworld.
I hope you don't mind, the house is a little quiet. I get to help the day off.
Hey, that's a good idea. We used to be the help, and we were terrible.
Does anyone feel a chill?
Well, these big mansions are kind of hard to heat. How about I give you the grand tour? I'll show you the basement first, huh?
No.
Oh, come on. Come on. I want you to get the feeling of the dungeon. It's right behind this door. Huh?
We're really fine right where we are here.
And we're not nosy people.
That's too bad. I thought you might enjoy meeting the Crane twins. Boo! I got you. Come on, I'll make you some coffee.
Boy, well, this really is a beautiful old house. Is this what brought you back to Lanford?
No, I came back to sell the factory. My two brothers ran it into the ground after my father died. So I was left with a mountain of bills and an esteemed IRS guy named Mitch.
That's horrible. If I would have known that your family was just bleeding the place dry, I would have padded my time card way more than I did.
Well, that's not the least of it. I mean, they're letting the factory workers all go next week. And the two foreign conglomerates that are interested, they only want the land. And, Roseanne, I got to admit that, I didn't just accidentally run into you today. I guess you guessed by now I wouldn't go to that country club. No, I wanted to meet you. I need your help.
I think the other shoe just dropped.
Well, we're really not in the market to buy a plastics factory, if that's what you're thinking.
Well, I mean, I just need enough dough to, like, cover the bank and keep the doors open. Otherwise, this town's going to have to learn to eat a lot of sushi or falafel.
Well, how come you can't just sell it to the Italians?
I just don't think that's going to work, Edgar.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry I brought this up, you know. How about a biscotti?
Well, so how much money do you need?
Just enough to keep the bank off our back, you know, to keep the doors open. Well, the lawyer said it was something just over $1 million, but I don't know if that's before or after their fees.
Well, I don't. Maybe there is something we could do, Roseanne. You know, we are, like they say, kind of flush right now.
Yeah, but I mean, what good does it do if everybody gets laid off in a year anyway? I mean, it's not going to be easy, like just, you know, turning the diner over to Nancy and Leon.
What are you guys talking about? What diner?
Well, we own this diner, you know, and then we turned it over to the people who work there.
Well, mm-hmm. Why couldn't you do something like that, though, with the factory?
You know, like that airline did with it, like the guy that you hand your baggage to says, hello there, ma'am, I'm an owner, see? Because then the employees care more, which means that they work harder, and then that makes the business better.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we would have owned a piece of Wellman's, we definitely would have worked harder. And I definitely would not have ripped off the candy machines.
Like an employee buyout. That's not a bad idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we might as well. What good's having all this money if all your friends around you are poor?
First thing Monday morning, I'll get the lawyer on the phone. He'll call the bank.
And then we'll get a lawyer, and we'll get him to call up some banker. And then that banker can call your lawyer, who'll call your banker. And then your banker can call up a doctor, and we'll all get a second opinion.
Who ever thought that we would be teamed up with a Wellman?
Well, you can't judge people by where they come from. Money is the reflection of its possessor.
Where'd you learn that? In the ashram there? Huh? Well, I have to tell you that I learned something here.
Hmm?
You know, because, the way we were raised, me and my sister, you know, living hand to mouth and everything, we never even thought that there could be any rich people who even had the slightest clue about life. It's just good to know that, you know, you're really a decent guy. You're just really, really cool. That's a good thing for me to learn.
Well, thanks, Roseanne. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, I realized something else, too.
Yeah, what's that?
God, you're gorgeous.
Thank you.